is RSB in the Update, episode 196, recorded Thursday, March 19th, 2009, The Goblin Dominion. Hello everybody, RSB in the Update 196. This show is one that was recorded live in TeamSpeak on Thursday, March 19th, 2009. Brad is here.
Hello everybody.
Who is a bit late because of unforeseen
traffic.
Yes.
Yes.
How fast were you going?
I'm not at liberty to say that. since this is in the public domain.
I'm just looking at this page I printed out, and the text is mega, mega small.
Can you read it?
Yes, I can. But how fast were you going?
I'm not telling.
Why not?
Because it's not relevant.
Okay. Anyway. And just a slight word, Brad. Can you please give some tiny bit of effort to not swear, seeing as by the time tomorrow rolls around, I probably won't be able to sit for a 3-hour editing session like last week.
Okay, I won't swear.
Thank you. Anyways, we gotta...
Oh, and just a quick... it's no point. Everybody in TeamSpeak knows where I'm getting 99 cooking.
Yes.
Well, the ones that are going to be there anyway.
But
I'll have to go tell them in clan chat.
Yeah, but if you're listening to this after the fact, you'll realize that you can't watch Brad get 99 cooking because there's no way that you can go back in time.
Sadly.
Anyways, yeah, time travel's fun. I was watching a good show yesterday about time travel, The Outer Limits.
Yes, I think we've deviated from the sequels far enough.
So, The Chosen Commander!
And this is one of the rare occasions where Shane has not covered an update, and I have.
But I have a perfectly good reason.
Freaky. This afternoon I spent all of 2 hours of my life doing Another Slice of Ham, Land of the Goblins, and The Chosen Commander back-to-back, and I can say I was horrendously disappointed by all three. I thought because this was being touted as like the end of the Goblin series and the 150th quest, it was going to be like at least something on Morning's End or Desert Treasure caliber, you know? But in all honesty, The Chosen Commander was a massive disappointment for me. The majority of the quest you spend, go and talk to this person, now go and talk to this person, now go and talk to this person. And towards the end, it almost seems as if they've added a lot of needless and pointless steps into the quest just to try and pad its length out. Like, for example, you get back to Dorgas Khan, is that how it's pronounced?
Dorgas yeah.
Khan? And it's under attack, and you're sent to go and retrieve a time capsule. The city's under attack, you're sent to retrieve. And basically, after you get back to the city, when you find out it's under attack, you have about the next 5 or 6 steps of the quest are go and talk to this person, now go and talk to this person, now go back to this person, now go and talk to this other person, now go back. And it's all really frivolous, pointless stuff. And the only thing I can think the reason why Jagex have put it in is because they needed to make it a slightly longer quest, but it's really nothing special.
Okay. What quest would you say that it's most like?
What do you mean in terms of beginner?
No, in terms of like what story, like if you were to compare two quests and say this is analogous to in terms of what you do with it, which one would you say it's most like?
I can't think of any, but I think as well, having done the two prerequisites for the Goblin storyline, they're all fairly non-linear. I mean, they could all be, for the lack of smaller details, standalone quests. They aren't as much of a continuation of a storyline as the Plague quests were.
Oh,
you know, the
okay.
Regicide quests.
So basically,
the story's
like
poor.
End of
the
a
game
TV
played.
Season that isn't serialized.
It's the story isn't that good, right? The sort of, it seems to be a bit all over the place. There's too much happening. They don't really focus on the core elements. It's too schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. A schizophrenic quest.
Well, it's used as a term for description.
What are the requirements for it, speaking of prerequisites?
I forgot I'd have to read these because you can't. The requirements are level 46 agility, 46 strength, and 46 thieving. Must have completed Land of the Goblins. Must be able to defeat several foes up to level 125. Although you only defeat 125, the others are like 60 and 70. And the reward is 20,000 agility, 20,000 strength, 20,000 thieving, Xanax crossbow, ability to return to the Bando's throne room, 3 quest points.
Interesting. What's in the Bando's throne room?
I have no idea. I can go back there. But considering how much you actually do on the quest, the reward isn't that bad.
What? How long did it take?
Maybe just under an hour.
Wow, that's quick. Did you use a guide?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not that bad then. It's not, like, based on what I hear, being overhyped is, it truly was overhyped, because when I think of long, I think of the Darkness of Hallowvale, Morning's End Part 2, Desert Treasure. That's long to me. But just under an hour, not so much, you know?
No, it's not. There isn't any sort of great puzzles in it either. It's just mainly, for the most part, it's like talk to this, talk to this, talk to this. I mean, I could have done it probably just as quicker without a guide.
This is boring. You're not making me want to do it.
It's not that great. I mean, I think the fact that they came up with these like line of hoodies and everything to try and like 150th quest, it was really like, why are you making me do this?
Okay, so I guess you're going to rate this a 2.
That's a good guess. I'll give it a 2, only because I think the quest wasn't bad, it just wasn't as good as it should have been.
Okay. Well, I'll try and do it for next week and let you know about that.
I doubt you'll like.
The new hoodie, as you mentioned, how much is that in the store? 19 pounds and 99 pence?
Yep. £20.
Can I buy one?
No.
It has a nice little symbol on it, you know? That symbol on it? An unsuspecting person wouldn't know what it means, though.
I wouldn't want to pay 20. I don't like hoodies. I don't like things with hoods.
Oh, yeah, right. That doesn't seem thug.
In this country, people who wear that sort of clothing are generally, like, stereotyped, and they usually are thugs. And I'm not a thug, and I don't want to be stereotyped as a thug.
Okay. That when I first saw that symbol on the hoodie, it reminded me of the symbol for the Dominion on Deep Space Nine, Star Trek.
Oh, for the love of God.
Anyway, so yes, the end of the Dorgish Khan series. That's I always like it when that series ends. It wasn't one of my favorites, you know? But anyways, that's good. The route finding update? They basically say that the server upgrades were required in order to make this happen. So what, in essence, what they did is, I'm guessing, they moved the route finding from in the client to the server, hence why they needed upgrades, because if you take it into account, at any one point, there's more than 2,000 people on one server at the max trying to find their way, and of course...
FYI, somebody just said to me, did you know that the symbol on the hoodie is a Bando symbol?
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either.
So then Bando's is part of the Dominion, then?
Yeah, doesn't the earlier quest reveal that Bando's is the
High War God?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I like
the fact that his name is the Big High War God.
Well, that's like a goblin-y name.
Yeah, but just because like they're simple people, you know.
But yeah, like Canadians.
No. I want to talk about the server update. Because it's important to stress how compute-intensive pathfinding is.
Yes.
Because if you take into account 2,000 people on a busy world like World 2, that's a lot of work for a server to be doing to pathfind like that. It'd be interesting to see what kind of algorithm they're using, whether it's a... It's probably a breadth-first, I'm guessing, because that's used to find the shortest path. but then there's multiple ways of implementing it. But yeah, I'm just going on some computer science jargon that people probably don't want to know.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I don't know, pathfinding always interested me, because basically what you do is each map square on the RuneScape map, you treat that as a node, and then the thing connecting it is a vertice. But yes, as I said, if you want to learn more about this, head into a computer science algorithms course, or take graph theory and math. Thank you.
Tweaks and fixes?
Oh yes, tweaks and fixes. Let's see, just zoom in on my little sheet here. They say there's a... Yeah, I know, this printing is like size 8. Confirm if you accidentally try to go to a different URL in your address bar. Did you try
that's
this?
That's good. I used to... It's good it does that, because I used to do that an awful lot. Just like... Because I use Firefox, and I just have like a big bar of links, and occasionally like you accidentally click on one, it's like, oh.
Is one of those links to RSVNB?
Yes, I have RSVNB forums, YouTube, BBC, Reuters, Reuters UK, NFL, Dig, Wikipedia, World of Warcraft, World of Warcraft forums, Wowhead, which is a WoW fan site.
You know, you could cut that in half, right?
Couple more World of Warcraft sites.
You could cut that in half.
My Google Mail, my Hotmail, and number10.gov.uk, which is the 10 Downing Street website.
Oh, that's
website
nice.
Gordon Brown, really.
Okay. Yeah, you should get a feed reader. Cut that down in half.
I like the bar.
Okay. Drop parties are now only available in Worlds 131 and Worlds 152. Players will also need to enter their bank PIN before continuing. This was done as to prevent PvP, apparently, because people were abusing it. I mean, real-world trading. I don't know where PvP
How
came
could people
from.
Abuse it?
I don't know. Put stuff in on a non-empty... around a non-busy world, and then have people come, and then, like say, go to the French server, you know? There's not many people play on the French server.
I guess so.
And then have a drop party there with items, so, yeah. You know, this is probably, we're seeing echoes of what happened throughout the first half of 2008 and late 2007 here. But the fight caves now have a wave counter, so if you're going for your fire cape, it's easy to know where you are if you're following a list of some sorts. Any comments?
Yes.
Okay.
No comments.
The ogres have been graphically updated. See, this is one thing when we went to RuneScape HD that we saw. We saw, like, a general... The textures were nicer and stuff. Like, they were texturized. But some of the old NPCs, like these ogres, for example, weren't updated. And other cities like Yunil weren't as well. So, I don't know. There's still lots of little places they could graphically update, so that's good. They've reduced the likelihood of getting a random event while burning incense in your player-owned chapel. Guess not. Email is now optional on new accounts. Because originally they were making you enter in your email if you created a new account.
Oh yeah, I did
account.
Enter my email.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I don't think I did, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I did. This was only on new accounts as of recently, so that's something that was just changed.
Apparently they updated the female ogres but forgot the males. This is information I'm getting from TeamSpeak, so.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think I remember reading about that. Yes, and of course you can read the full release notes on the website, which you can get to by going to update.rsbnb.com and looking at our fancy-looking show notes. Oh, and one other thing I should point out is that the party room is now familiar-free, meaning you can't take your pets in there. So that's good. They listen to us.
Yeah.
Remember we suggested that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we did. Anyways,
I'll just check. There's no update to the poll or anything else.
Okay. Yeah, because that's still on their little list. But oh, the hell.
Yeah, so check for any other attempts to screw us. Shane is convinced that it's a Jagex conspiracy that they put up the poll just as we're recording there. We'll put up the poll at half nine. Then they will be past the RuneScape update section and they won't be able to discuss it.
On that note, on to questions. You can take the first one.
Do you want me to read the first one?
Yeah.
Dear Brad and Shane, if the government was after you for some reason and you had a choice between moving to Russia or Germany, which one would you like to hide for? Which one would you like to hide in for a short while? Love the show. New P45. Shane?
Germany.
Yeah, same. If nothing else.
I don't know. Like, Russia just seems a little bit shady, you know, after...
Yeah, I prefer the Western-leaning nations to Russia.
Yeah. And you
plus,
know,
I've lived in Germany for a while.
You know, Russia poisoned that Ukrainian diplomat there. What was his name?
Oh, that was Yushchenko, wasn't it?
Victor Yushchenko?
Victor Yushchenko?
Victor Yushchenko. Sergei.
And they also poisoned, allegedly, Alexander Litvinenko, who was... I think he was a worker for MI. I don't know. He was some ex-Russian. Did something, and they killed him with polonium.
Oh, right. That's the one. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Alexander. Yeah, Litvinenko. Polonium in his sushi, I think it was.
Yeah. You know, I wonder sometimes if Mushroom Queen is part of that movement, because she's talked about polonium poisoning before.
Yes, I really think that Mushroom Queen is capable of first obtaining polonium and then killing somebody in cold blood.
Well, she had mentioned about it before.
Oh, so? What is that? That's not really justification for much.
Anyway.
Germany, moving away from the negative and onto the positive, Germany is a very nice country. If anybody ever has the chance to visit, I would encourage that they do.
Where can we go in Germany to arrest some neo-Nazis?
Well, I don't know, but I'd imagine if you tried to arrest them, they'd probably attack you.
Oh, okay. So you can't do citizens' arrests then?
I doubt you'd want to. I didn't see any parades when I was there, neo Nazis or anything. You really you don't know or anything like that. But I'd imagine if you like went up to a big group of neo Nazis and like, I'm gonna make a citizens' arrest, you'd get your ass kicked in.
Okie dokie. Anything else about Germany that's good to hear?
It's clean. The public transport's always on time, and I mean literally always. In like 3 years, I can't remember a bus or a train or a subway train or a tram ever not being exactly the time it's supposed to be. It's freaky in a way. It's very clean. I guess it is a bit boring if you like sort of. I sort of like places that are clean, run on time, and fairly sterile. But
yeah, me too. Actually,
it's nice.
It's like almost a utopian. In that way, except we're living in the modern age. Anyways, we should be moving on to the next one, shouldn't we? Unless you have anything else?
Nope, nothing else.
Thank you, Noopy. This next one's from Bunny Macaroni. What makes you guys cry? Shane, have you ever gotten into a fight with any members of your family? And has Brad ever hurt your feelings? Keep up the great show.
What makes me cry?
Yeah.
Actually, this may or may not be something I should be saying to on a bit of public domain, but I'd say for a guy, I used to more than I do now. I probably cry more than average. I'm a fairly emotional person. I usually cry when I'm stressed more than anything else. I don't cry when I'm upset. When I'm upset, I get pissed off. I tend to cry when I get really, really, really stressed out. But usually I do it when I'm on my own. I don't like to cry in front of people.
Okay.
So it's just usually when I'm stressed.
I don't know for me. I haven't in quite a long time. Can't remember the last time exactly. Do you?
Last time I cried?
No, me. Or you.
Last time you cried? Why would I remember the last time
you cried?
I don't
know.
I can't remember the last time I cried. It was probably 6+ months ago. I don't like detail every moment. Pride today.
I'm sorry. I can't remember on that. Have I ever gotten into a fight with any members of my family? Well, it depends what kind of fight, you know. I'm sure that everybody's had their fair share of yelling matches once in a while. But as for physicality, no, it's not like I... pulled out like a machine gun or something and shot my family.
Otherwise, you'd be in a prison.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of that word. Then you're gonna be in a prison.
Yeah.
And have I ever hurt your feelings?
Hmm.
Oh, this is going to be horrible. Hmm. Okay, can I just say, I can never think of a time when I have set out with the intent of hurting Jane's feelings.
Every day.
Every day I hurt your feelings.
When you don't, after that one time, you know, with that Star Trek episode, you realized, and then you wouldn't even look at it again.
That hurts you.
Of course not. Just kidding.
You're messed up. Anyway, next question.
Oh, well,
thank you, Bucky.
Bucky.
Thank you, Bucky Manaroni.
What?
Shane,
Bunny.
Have you ever been late for one of your university classes this far in your university time period? Take that bit first.
The first day. Not really, but there was one time when I was half an hour late, and that was the only time. The reason was that there was a sinkhole on the primary road, so we had to go all the way through an alternate route, so that's why. That's the only time. And most of the time in university, they don't care if you're late. You just walk in and take a seat. I'm sure Brad knows how that works.
Yeah, it's not like school. You can, like, you know, they don't care if you don't show up at all, really, do they?
No.
They wouldn't, like, send a letter to your parents.
No. That's actually... I missed yesterday because of my not being able to...
I think when you reach that period of your education, the onus is very much on you to prove that you want to show up rather than just going because you have to.
Yeah.
Anyway, next part. Brad, are you going to make any more commitments, bets that someone is going to win something or something is going to happen? Shut up. I'm about to fulfill the last one I made today. I'll try not to, but I'm sure I must have said after I got 99 fishing, I'm never going to make any sort of bet again, and look what happened. But now I'm sort of, if I promise another 99 skill, my highest besides cooking is 82, so 84 hit points. So I don't think I'm going to promise to get 99 skill again because I don't want to spend that much time.
Okay.
But I'll probably say something stupid, you know, I can't keep my mouth shut.
Oh yeah, that's great. Remember you said if Kelsey wins skill of the month, you'll get everything to 99?
No, that was sarcastic. Don't take it out of context.
Okay. That was from Tim, who says we have a great show and he can't wait till he's able to get back on. Which I already spoken to you about that.
Get a new mic. I'm talking about mic. You know, we have one mic, that's enough. I mean microphone.
Yes. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go? That's from Earth.
Anywhere in the world, I presume you mean somewhere I haven't already been. I think I said last week or the week before I'd love to go to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that was actually in a digression. We sort of answered this.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. What about you?
You need to say Canada.
No, I don't really want to go to Canada that much. There's this weird guy that lives there. I think he's a pedophile.
Does he live at 22 Sussex in Ottawa?
Who the hell lives there?
That's the Prime Minister's
Stephen Harper.
House.
No, that's Dion's house, isn't it?
No.
Is that Dion's house?
No. Dion's going to quit.
So?
Where would I like to go? I don't know. We talked about this before. England, Berlin, maybe a few other European countries, Washington, D.C., Australia... Japan, if I could speak the language. I don't know, maybe South Africa too. Why not just occupy every point in the world at the same time? You know?
'Cause you'd have to be big. You'd have to be really big.
No, you can do that. All you need to do is
oh, please not another long science lesson.
You need to travel through you need to, like, the third dimension is, like, you know, there's the X, the Y, and the Z. Fourth dimension is time.
Die.
So you just need to travel into a parallel universe to do that. By folding space.
Wow. Okay. Let me answer that question rather quickly, seeing as we sort of answered for. Dear Brad and Shane, what kind of vehicles do you drive? If you don't like your current car, then what is your dream car if you had limitless money to spend? Personally, I drive a small four-door Honda, but I'd much rather have an Audi R8. That question is from Dylan420, who I believe is in... Yes, he's still in the TeamSpeak. I drive a Ford KA at the moment, which is a small girl's car. Used to be my feet. Cousins before I it's a car, it goes, it has four wheels and it's legal to drive on the road, that's all I care about. And if I could have any car, well, it's nothing too extravagant, but I really like the Chrysler 300.
That's like a big boat.
Yeah, I'd have it black with tinted windows.
With bulletproof windows too?
No, just tinted. Who's gonna want to shoot me?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I don't drive, but that's a nice car that you recommend. Personally, I think I'd go for something small, like a hybrid or something.
Like a hybrid.
Yeah,
hippie.
Why not? No. It's a good idea. Like the Toyota Prius or the Tesla, if those were to come down. The electric car, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yours is nice. You know, if I could have anything in the world, even if it wasn't made by a real manufacturer, I think I'd want a tank. Like a nice big Panzer, you know?
To drive on the road?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? What's wrong with that?
I'd like to say I like Audis as well. Audis are nice cars. If my second choice probably would be an R8, because they are nice cars.
I don't even know what one of those looks like.
You don't know what Audis look like?
No.
They all have the sort of same distinctive look.
Just yeah, all cars look the same.
No, not really. Anyway.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think a tank would be fun.
You've got, like, really, like, delusions of military power. Like, no, I've never shot anyone in my family with a machine gun. Yeah, I'd like to drive a tank. I mean, what's going on in your head?
Just, wouldn't a tank have helped you today getting through the traffic jam?
Yeah, it probably also would have got me on Police Most Wanted. And I wouldn't be doing this show here with you now. I'd be face down in the gravel with police officers stamping on my head.
Oh, I don't know. I just, you know, you don't, like, even as a passenger, I get angry at the drivers, you know?
Oh, I do as well.
Why wouldn't you want a tank?
Because I'm like, I wish they could drive properly. I don't wish I could crush them. Because them driving properly does not equate jail time for me.
But you would have a license with the tank.
Yeah, the license is not a license to kill.
Okay, thank you, Mr. D420. We're moving on now. Dear Shannon Bradler, congrats on episode 14 squared. Oh my, I forgot about that. 196. Now on to the epidemics. What is your favorite color? Do you think it describes
you? Now on to the epidemics? He says to the question.
Oh, I thought that said epidemics. I was reading from a distance here.
How small is it?
Like size 6.
Why would he say now to you? Well, it was 8 before, now it's 6. It's getting smaller.
Well, the bullets are 6, or 8.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Okay, anyway, on to the question.
Favorite color, do you think it describes your personality? What's yours?
I like, like a sort of a crimsony red color. So that's red like blood? No, I'm not a bloodthirsty person.
I don't know.
What's your favorite color?
Green.
That's like, that probably relates to farming, you know? Growth and plant life. And
I don't know. I don't know. Does anybody know what green relates to in TeamSpeak?
Green, let's see. Wikipedia usually has pointless answers to stupid questions. Let's put it in. Green is the color. Green in culture, Western. In many folklores and literature, green has been traditionally used to symbolize nature and its embodied attributes, namely those of life, fertility, and rebirth. Green was symbolic of resurrection and immortality in ancient Egypt, and the god Osiris was depicted as green-skinned. this is funny. Eastern. In some Asian countries, the color green is often used as a symbol of sickness and or nausea. Yeah, so that's what it means. I was right. I was.
Yeah, okay. And yours, red?
Yeah, like a sort of a royal, dark, rich red.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, could also mean green with envy. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I'm envious.
Green with envy.
Okay. What does your crimson red mean?
I don't know. It's red, probably. I don't know. It's easy. It's usually pretty obvious stuff.
Isn't red the color of war?
Probably, you know, color of blood, whatever. Anyway, next part of the question. What type of cell phone and cell phone product do you have? If so, do you like it? There's a question from Power Crazy. My phone is a, I don't know what it is, it's Samsung something, and I'm on Orange. And no, I don't like it that much, but I am one of these people who uses a phone as a phone. I don't care how many bells and whistles it has on it. I just use it to call people.
Excellent.
Call people and occasionally to text message people.
Excellent.
I don't want, like...
Excellent philosophy. Excellent philosophy.
Makes me sound like an old person.
No. That's just part of who, like, you and me are, you know?
Don't make it out like we're alike, Shane. We're nothing alike.
For me, it's an old Nokia phone. I think we talked about this before. It's probably about 4 years old now.
Wow. Mine's fairly new, but it's not... It's probably
did you drop your old one in the toilet?
Shut up. Why would I do that? Anyway...
We're on Rogers here, and you know, if you live in Canada, you know that our wireless plans are shit. So, no, I don't like it. It's like we're getting short stiffed, you know, of everything, or getting the short stick. I mean, because we don't have unlimited data. Text messages are what, 20 cents a piece. I can send text messages on Skype to the other side of the world for 12 cents. I could send it to U.S. and Canadian phones for 10 cents, and we're getting charged 20 cents a text message.
Yeah, yes.
You can see why I don't like them. What's your phone number?
I'm not telling you, pervert. Move on. Dear Shane, have you ever thought about quitting RuneScape for whatever reason, like you just got frustrated or bored? Well, I've already quit already, so you know my answer. I keep it good with waffles. That's only for you, really, since I've...
No, I never thought about quitting RuneScape, but I've never got frustrated or bored with it. Probably because there's so much to do in it, you know? And frustrated,
always,
though. How can you get frustrated with farming?
I can very easily because it's pointless and stupid.
Oh, that's not a good thing to say. RSBNB's official skill will be farming one day.
Official skill?
Yeah,
surely the
you
official
know?
Skill should be... Well, no, I was going to say the one whose members have the most experience in that really sound like cooking or fletching.
Yeah. We could put, like, a big flag up on the forums, you know, with a big farming watering can. What do you think?
No.
Okay.
That's like, you know, why don't you just do one of, like, you know, the Soviet, you know, you have, like, the Soviet sickle and lathe, was it? Sickle and a hammer and sickle. You just do like a watering can and a rake.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
All you
graphic monkeys
farm.
Out there, if you can come up with a nice little flag like this, PM it to me on the forums.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Waffle.
What's that? Freedom is slavery. War is peace. Ignorance is strength. Those should be the farming mottos.
Yeah, right. Next one. What is the most awkward questions anybody has asked you for the podcast? And what is the most awkward question that anybody has asked you in real life? I'm sure you both have had a few of those situations. That is from King Kala, who used to be a forum moderator and who is visiting us for the time being.
A member of the original Dream Team.
So, I can already think of two...
I can't think of any for the podcast. Tell us.
Oh,
yours,
you can't?
No, not off
remember
the top of my
that
head,
one but... last year that was on the clip show from Chief Snake about asking when we were last hitting the balls with anything?
Oh yeah, that one. Wasn't there also a question where we were? Oh no, I wasn't on the show for that one. But you had a question where you asked if you would turn gay for anyone. That must be awkward, especially since the answer for you is obviously yes.
No. they said that that was Warren and Mike were on that one with me.
Yeah.
Those would be my two most awkward ones, I think. You don't have any for the show?
No, I can't think of.
So in that case, next week, ask Brad awkward questions.
Yeah. Real life.
What's this year? Yeah.
I've never been asked, like, really awkward questions in real life. I tend to put myself in awkward situations because I don't know when to stop talking sometimes.
Like what?
Well, the only example I could really think of was, like, sometimes I'll be, like, at parties or at my friends, and there'll be, like, lots of other people. They're, like, friends of friends. And I'll make comments about other people who are within earshot, thinking they won't be able to hear me. Like, and I won't be saying it with malice. I'll just be joking about it and saying, because my friends know I'm joking, these people obviously don't. And I'll say stupid things about them, and they'll think I'm being a bastard or trying to insult
them. Then you get beat up?
And no, I don't get beat up. It's just really awkward because I sort of realize they're listening, and I'm like, this is awkward. Because you can't really go back and go, oh, no, I was just joking. Cause I think,
yeah.
If I'm in a crowd, I will probably end up with no intention to of insulting everybody in the room, in the crowd.
You know, I find that hard to believe you don't have any awkward questions from the show that you remember.
I just can't think of any.
Okay. I'm sure everybody else remembers them. Does anybody in TeamSpeak remember awkward questions?
You have to listen. Sorter's question asking about your virginity. I wasn't there that week. That's not...
Oh,
like,
right,
that's not,
yeah, that was last month.
That's the sort of question is awkward if you choose to make it awkward, you know? You could just go, yes, no,
yeah, what,
and then move on.
Awkward about that, you just say yes, you know? Which everybody should say who is not, you know. But let's stop it for another day. anything else
Shane's
on this
just
one?
Neoconservative and believes that the only reason people should have sex is for child conception.
Yeah, that's right. Anything else on that one?
Nope.
I don't know about my awkward real life situations. Not really. But thank you, King Kola.
Last question. Brad, if you, but FYI, I'm getting cooking in 10 minutes because that's what I've told people. So even if we're in the middle of tech news, I'm getting it. Brad, if you and Shane run a pleasure cruise, it is fair. Well, you're not going to be there, so it doesn't matter. We'll just stop. I'll get 90% cooking. You say congratulations. We'll move on. Brad, if you and Shane were on a pleasure cruise in the South Pacific and a sudden storm sent Shane overboard, would you dive in to rescue him with only a life preserver? Shane has to answer this question too. That question is from MQ. Yeah, probably, because I believe we've been asked hypothetical questions like, would you take a bullet for somebody? I would, because I wouldn't want to live knowing I could have saved them but didn't.
That's
my
nice
answer.
To know. That's good to know. That makes me reevaluate my trust with you.
Reevaluate.
Yes.
As if before I was walking on thin ice.
Thank you. Yes, I would do the same. I'm not sure if there's anything else we could say on that one.
No, nothing else we could say.
Okie dokie. On to tech news then. Page one of the notes. Goodbye.
This is something we talked about earlier this week.
Apple confirms the presence of proprietary control chip in iPod Shuffle headphones. Licensing fees do apply. Macworld and Boing Boing have confirmed this and various third-party members with the new iPod Shuffle headphones. And that would make would-be headphone manufacturers have to pay a license fee from Apple or to Apple in order to have it for the made for iPod program. The chip isn't encrypted or otherwise locked down in any way, so it's easily cloned by companies who'd rather not pay. Now, you were saying that, of course, I would support this kind of thing just because it's Apple. You remember that, right?
Of course
right?
You would, because you're
no.
an Apple fanboy.
No, this is a stupid and pointless thing that there's absolutely no need for in the iPod headphones. Because, like, as I'm sure we both know and discussed last week, the iPod headphones aren't that good. So, Apple shouldn't be doing this sort of thing, and quite frankly, if it was Microsoft doing this, they'd be slapped with a court case. So,
yeah,
it's only
there's
a
comment on the dig story
that Apple will be able to get away with it.
Yeah,
like, you know, if they still wanted to go with this control in the wire, you know, they could have made an adapter that plugs into the Shuffle, then you plug your normal headphone into that, you know, Like, there's no reason why they couldn't have included one of those.
But,
So
I have another, maybe more valid reason to dislike Apple.
No. They're okay most of the time, but with this, it's just going too far. They also go too far with a few other things, but this is not Apple update. This is RSBNB update.
Apple update. Oh, I would have slit my wrist a long time ago if it was Apple update.
Well, you probably wouldn't have been hosting it then.
Exactly.
Okie dokie, next one. Internet Explorer 8 released.
This was sort of like a kind of a smaller release. You know, didn't really hear much. Well, I didn't hear much about it.
Oh, we heard lots about it in the tech community.
Well,
lots about it.
Tech community.
Basically, it's like another Microsoft product. It's a slap in the face.
Would you rather have a slap in the face or a slap in the face with DRM in it? Difficult question. Shane knows he hypothetically has to pick between Microsoft and Apple. Internet Explorer, exactly.
Yes.
Well, Adam says it's right.
I don't know.
I've not used Internet Explorer since...
What,
I was about
10. Wow. Okay. Basically, if anybody who's been using the Windows 7 beta or the Internet Explorer beta will know that their standards mode is a load of shit. Load of crap. Because, quite frankly, sites that work in Firefox, Safari, Opera don't work in Internet Explorer, even though they don't use the CSS3 properties, and that Internet Explorer 8 passes the ACID 2 compliance test. So, I don't know. The thing is to know is that they put in something called compatibility mode, which will make websites render as if they were in IE7. So there's really nothing to worry about in this. So
Believe me, I'm not worrying.
Yeah, by all means, if you use Internet Explorer, please upgrade. Even if you use IE6, please upgrade. I know we've got... Have you looked at any of those messages we got about IE6 in our site feedback section?
Oh, yeah, you showed me some.
Yeah, so we don't support IE6 anymore. So it's a walking security hole. So please upgrade to IE8 if you are using IE. If you have to use it, just please upgrade. But, yeah, it's about time that this happens, you know? The thing is, like, how long are they going to keep going? Are they going to be, like, Opera 8? I mean, Internet Explorer 9 next year? So, I don't know. It's good to see that it's on track and getting updates. So, check out Internet Explorer 8. Last piece of tech news. Google. Internet disconnection is a disproportionate penalty. Google has waded into the worldwide debate over disconnecting file shares after repeated copyright infringement, responding to a New Zealand draft of graduated response principles. Google lawyers don't reject the idea of graduated response, but they do take issue with the proposed penalty of disconnection, a remedy that is disproportionate to the harm of copyright infringement online. What do you think?
I don't think that disconnecting file shares is necessarily the option. Is the right thing. I mean, I don't really have that much of a problem with piracy in the first place, but I don't know. This is one of those things I don't really have a big opinion on.
Aw, that's too bad. I have to agree with... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I have to agree with Google here because the internet is turning out to be more and more of a thing that you need. Like, I know I couldn't function without it. In terms of everything that it's used for. So disconnecting is sort of a bad thing. So... I don't know. It should be. I'd like to see what Google would suggest. You know, but I don't know if they will.
Interesting to see what solutions they might offer.
And then maybe they could like sort of broker the solutions that would be acceptable worldwide. You know, but then of course you got your typical RIAA and MPAA stuff. That's rather annoying. But anyways, yeah. So I don't know, unless you have anything else on that, I think we're done tech news.
No, tech news is over. And okay. I am about to get nighttime cooking.
Yeah, how many people you got there?
One, two, three, four. I can't count. One, two, three. I'm not sure if anyone's saying four, five, six. Okay,
are
I'm
you,
getting in
are
there.
You using clan chat?
Yeah, I'm in clan chat.
Did you post it on RuneWire before?
No, I didn't, so that's probably
well,
why.
Your problem.
No, I don't care. I don't care how many people show up. If people want to show up, that's fine, but I don't care. Great.
See, that's like what I did for my fire making. I had my fire making on 3 a.m. on January 1st.
Okay, shut up. Just get ready for the countdown, right? Five.
Four.
Four. Oh, sorry. Kind of delayed. Oh, God. Quick chat came up. Okay, this is retarded. Three. Okay, now I'm just going to go in for the cook, right? Used with fire. Okay, this is going to be about two. One. Woo! 99 cooking. Oh, that was a bloody anti-climax, wasn't it? Didn't seem worth
it. It's like, I don't know. Did you take a picture?
No.
What?
It's no point.
Did you get your cape?
I'll get in my cape later. All I care about is that my fishing cape is trimmed.
Okay. Are you bald?
No, I have hair.
Okay, that's good. So, wow. You got 99 cooking now. What's next?
Nothing.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping you were going to offer to get 99 farming or something.
Only if you funded it, which you couldn't.
Oh, yeah, I'll help you. So, are the 99 cooking festivities over?
Yeah, pretty much. It's really an anticlimax, I think, like having a party to get a skill on RuneScape. I mean, because I feel weird, like I did with fishing. Like, you sort of get the skill and you're standing around like, yeah, so that was it. But I said, thank you, in case you didn't see the text, I said, thank you, anybody who turned up. I wouldn't turn up to watch.
I got 99 fire making at 3 a.m. on January 1st.
How many people were there?
Mike, Southrend, Devo, and Chief Snake.
So you can pull as many people at 3 a.m. as I can at 20 to 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But anyways, good job. We'll see what you bet next. On to other things. Call of Duty 4 event this weekend. Check out info for that on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. See, this is something that was mentioned in the topic, Call of Duty 4, because people were wondering why we're not doing Call of Duty 5 or Halo or something along the lines of that. Well, the fact of the matter is, last time we did a Halo event, only two people showed up. So it's clear that we don't want to spend our time on events that don't work. So we're doing Call of Duty 4 this time, as it seems to be the more popular version. You gonna come?
Call of Duty, no. I don't have Xbox Live anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. We have names that are, the same.
What? Yeah, you copied my name. You did.
Yeah.
And I copied
it's
my name,
name
from The Simpsons.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't have done that if I'd known.
In one episode of The Simpsons, they mentioned this character called Disgruntled Goat, and I wanted the name Disgruntled Goat because I thought it sounded good, but I couldn't have Disgruntled Goat, and it was at the character minute, so I had to think of another four-lettered animal name that began with
deer.
No, another four-letter animal name, so I came up with deer. Nice bit of alliteration, I guess.
You could have went for
Disgruntled Cat.
Yeah, with double T at the end.
No, that makes me look like a retard. Anyway,
Skill of the Month update.
Skill of the Month update. It is a walkover since Kelsey has gained almost twice as much as the second place person. I don't think there was any doubt from the start that she would wipe the floor with the rest of them. Kelsey is first with 8 million XP gained, just over 8 million. MLI Tim second with 4.15 million XP gained. Marking is third with 2.5 million. X-Blades, fourth, 1.7 million. Rad, 1.16 million.
Did you say Brad?
drops right down to 400k.
Did you say yourself is in 6th?
No. Zach Glenn.
No, I thought, or 5th, I mean, Rad or Brad?
Rad, I said Rad.
Oh, I thought you said Brad.
I didn't enter.
Oh, that's too bad.
Why would I enter?
I don't know, it's fun. Take our survey, we want your survey. You got just under 2 weeks left to do that, so that's update.rsbnb.com/survey. It's a slight disclaimer, just because you put something in doesn't mean we're going to do it. So, there you go. What have you been up to, Mr. Woodward?
I actually had a rather busy week by my standards. Been to the gym as I usually do. I sat my aptitude test for the Royal Air Force on Tuesday.
Did you pass?
I passed. They score it in four different areas. It's split up into four categories. They're just called A, B, C, and D, but it's basically like verbal, numerical, spatial, and memory, I think. But there's lots of different. You have to answer like loads and loads of questions. And I needed a score of 50 in numerical reasoning to get the one I wanted, and possibly 60 in verbal reasoning for my backup. And I got like, I averaged in the high 70s in all four categories, so I got way more than I needed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but that's not the end. I still have to actually take, now that I've got that score, I have to have a selection interview, which according to the guy who I talked to is like really easy, and if you just answer every question yes, they would accept you, which suggests they're desperate for people. But after that, I've got to take more specialized tests, and the guy who gave me my results said they're a lot difficult and a lot of people fail on those. So it's like, thank you, I've just passed and you're already telling me I'm probably going to fail the next step. But okay. Yeah, that was my week.
What else?
That was the week. Was what else? Oh, just normal stuff, nothing.
How's the gym?
It's fine. I'm the sort of person, like, I don't want to go before I go, but once I'm actually there and I'm sort of running or lifting or whatever, I'm fine.
Do you hit a punching bag?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You've got so much pent-up anger inside you, haven't you?
Well, I've been on the floor for almost 2 days.
No, you've always had anger in you, Shane.
No. But, as for me, I've been working on an essay which is due tomorrow, which still has to be typed. I got all my research done for the most part. The keyword being for the most part. I just gotta find.
That's not just a word, that's a phrase.
Yeah, most part. You can put a hyphen between it and it's a word. as you guys in TeamSpeak might have heard, on Monday I almost slipped on a patch of ice, and I twisted, trying to prevent myself from falling. And in order to do that, I twisted my back, and it's
there's an Elton John song sore. Which has the line, "It's much too late to save myself from falling." That applies to you on Monday.
No, we're not listening to Elton John.
It's much too late. The song is called "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me." You dislike Elton John simply because he's gay?
Maybe.
He's got some amazing songs. Don't knock Elton John. All my friends think it's funny that I like Elton John. I think he's got some good songs.
Okay. And I've been dealing with a few other things that I'm not at liberty to mention right now, but they are related to RSBNB, and it is rather annoying to both Mike and myself. So, yeah.
And when you said I've been handling things related to RSVP that I can't talk about, I immediately thought of the rudest thing. I can't even say that. I can't say it. It's horrible.
Okay, type it on Skype.
No, I can't.
Just
I'll
tell
you after.
Okay.
No, okay, fine. I'll type it after.
Okay.
It would have been quite funny, but also very crude.
I don't know. I think that's it for this week, unless you have anything else?
No, I have nothing else.
Okay, so with that said, RSBNB update 196 is done. Cruising towards 200 for Brad at saidbybrad.com.
Even though that's not updated anymore.
But it was updated last week, so I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
And for me, runewire.com/Shane. Oh, yes. Agility is progressing, I should say. But
slowly.
Because of the recent happenings, I haven't been on as much as I hoped to. So, yes. Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow night. So, that said, Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, and thank you for listening if you live in TeamSpeak. And thank you for listening no matter how you're listening to this. A special thanks to the TeamSpeak.